Black Action Movement 2, 1975. The 1975 Black Action Movement 2 protests came about for a few reasons. One of these was the lack of progress by the university in implementing the demands of the first movement. Another reason was the expulsion of a Black nursing student. The final reason was the university's rejection of a region-approved candidate for deanship in the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts. While almost 300 students occupied the Central Administration Building for 3 days in February 1975, the protests were considered milder than those of 1970. Led by a coalition of Black, Chicano, Asian American, and Native American student group representatives, they presented 6 demands calling for representation of the Chicano, Asian American, and Native American communities, as well as the reinstatement of the Black nursing student. The occupiers elected to leave voluntarily after receiving word from University of Michigan President Robin W. Fleming that negotiations would take place the following week. Because the protesters were never asked to leave, allowing them freedom to protest, no one was arrested or received any penalty. While the administration building was being occupied, nearly 500 students from the Graduate Employees Organization, GEO, held rallies in support of the occupiers in the plaza outside of the administration building.